This is Side Podcast Episode 11, Part 1, Australia Qualifying.
I've got a confession to make.
Really?
Well, did you watch Qualifying?
Of course.
Did you enjoy it?
Yep.
Did you see the Renaults?
Yes.
I quite like the colour.
What?
You know, with the onboard camera above the head?
Yeah.
It kind of looked like a really old retro, like 1970s Renault or something. It actually worked for me. You know, like all my complaints.
So let me get this straight. After weeks and weeks of saying it looked like someone had thrown an egg at it.
Several eggs. Yeah.
Now you're saying you like it.
I'm saying it works on TV.
Right. Okay. You are not allowed an opinion again.
I'm very sorry. I take it all back. Although I do think they've done something with the blue. The blue looks less blue to me. As if it's more kind of black.
And that no excuses.
Better. Okay.
You just changed your mind, didn't you?
Okay. I like it. I still hate the Honda. That earth thing is horrible.
So how was free practice?
Limited to watching numbers scroll by because ITV doesn't provide free practice.
They're nice colourful numbers, though.
Well, they are pretty colours. They're purple and green and yellow.
Mm.
It's quite nice.
Did you learn anything?
Lots, actually, yes.
It was a bit wet, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Ironically, Honda did quite well in the wet.
Hmm.
It sort of started off with a damp track, dry line appeared, they went backwards, everybody else went forward.
Good in the wet, then.
Yeah, basically. Atrocious in every other condition, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah, Super Aguri did well. And it was interesting to see so many cars out and about, all running, because last year, Friday, testing was quite limited. They've changed the rules this year, and it seems to work out quite well. It's quite an enjoyable little watch.
Made it more interesting.
Absolutely.
It would have been good if it had been on telly, though, because this year it's in widescreen.
Ah, yeah. Formula One's gone all modern.
Hmm.
It does mean we've got to buy a new TV, though.
It does, yeah.
Looks a bit silly on ours. So ITV decided to show qualifying, which is good of them.
Yeah.
Should be grateful for that, I guess.
Thanks very much.
Didn't spend a dime on titles, by the look of it.
Oh, come on. They inserted bits for Hamilton and Davidson.
Right.
No.
My bet is...
Fleshed it out a bit.
My bet, ITV got some lackey, some, you know, kid on work experience. Turns up for the day, said, what have you want us to do? Said, oh, we've got to fit some new British drivers into our titles. And Alonso's new haircut. And so that was his job for the day. No experience necessary. Probably about £50 spent on it. Same Moby theme tune.
Yeah.
Can't be arsed.
Same overused theme tune.
So they clearly don't give a damn about Formula One.
No.
Anyway. I'll tell you what I did notice on the TV thing, though. You know, we were discussing in a previous podcast what happens when Michael Schumacher goes, whether Ralph becomes the only Schumacher.
Oh, yeah, whether he continues to be our Schumacher.
Yeah, they seem to have found an interesting way of getting around it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is now initial dot surname, so for no reason, so it's F. Dot Alonso.
So that they have a reason for putting our Schumacher, so that no one confuses him.
Yeah.
So they've changed the whole entire pack...
The whole just naming convention of Formula One on television.
Just so that no one confuses Ralph with Michael.
Yeah.
It's nice to know he still has power, even though he's not here.
He turned up in an advert, didn't he?
Yeah, in the middle.
Jesus.
Can't get rid of him.
Some Fiat advert. I knew he'd be there somewhere. He didn't turn up in Australia, so he's on ITV on the adverts. Anyway, on with the qualifying.
First 15 minutes was sunny, but windy.
Yeah. Barrichello was out early. He didn't make the cut. What else happened?
Webber beat Coulthard.
Yeah, Coulthard didn't do very well at all,
that
did
was
he?
Very embarrassing.
Missed
for him.
His new car. Not going to be impressed with that. He's not good at qualifying, is he, Atman?
Not really.
Bless
no.
him.
Davidson was really good.
Was he?
He got up into seventh, I think. Something like that. That was very cool.
Okay.
And Hamilton beat Alonso.
He did.
Mm.
He had the jump on him.
Yeah.
That was quite impressive.
It's very impressive.
We like him.
Mm-hmm.
Second part of qualifying? Truly started off well.
Until he went down the pit lane with the whole garage hanging on his tail.
Good Lord. Well, yeah, I mean, I heard in free practice that Alonso whacked his head on the monitor when he got into the car.
That's not
garage.
A good start, is it?
No, but he didn't go off with half the garage trailing behind him.
No. And everyone was waving at Trilly, like, stop, stop. And he just kept on going, like, trundling away. Did he not notice that there was, like, sparks flying up off the back?
No, he didn't get the... He obviously wasn't paying attention.
He's lucky that it fell off as soon as it did, really.
Yeah, and lucky. I guess the person behind could see it happening, but they weren't too close, which was...
Well, they could see everyone waving, so they knew something was going on.
Didn't he get a bit of a fine for that?
He got fined €2,000.
Ouch.
Ralph didn't have a good time, did he?
He kind of got stuck in gear or something happened. He went really slowly, didn't he?
He was going really slowly. They were waving white flags around.
Yeah, he was in a dangerous position a lot of the way around. And Massa, he's not happy, is he?
No.
Was it his fault? I think it was his fault.
Oh, it's hard to say, but they showed a shot of him at the end and he was looking quite annoyed watching Raikkonen sail past.
It's ironic that Raikkonen's been called the car breaker and then Massa pounces over the curbs and trashes his gearbox.
Hamilton beat Alonso again.
Right.
In the second qualifying.
Yep.
And Davidson was really, really good, really fast, came 11th.
Is he your new favourite?
Well, just because Jensen's not quite so good. And to be honest, he's so depressing. Jensen's always been a bit, dull. And like every time he got something, he was like, yeah, it was good, but, we could do better. It wasn't great. There was understeer everywhere, blah, blah, blah.
Bit of wind.
Yeah, exactly. But you just kind of live with that because he's so pretty. But, now I'm just like, whatever.
Just because you met Davidson at Autosport and you were this close to him.
Yeah, but he's not pretty. He looks like a 13-year-old boy.
Right.
But I just like him because he's doing better.
Okay. So we're supporting the Subaru girl, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Okay. Can somebody tell me how last year's car managed to beat this year's Honda, even though it was designed for Michelin tyres?
And they're on Bridgestones now.
That is quite some achievement. It almost kind of makes a mockery of everybody's work over the winter, doesn't it? They spend all this time and all this money on, trying to get their car to work better with new tyres, when the old car actually probably would have been better in the long run.
Yeah. But then again, Honda spent all that time and money trying to make their car faster and...
That's true. Then they gave it to Super Aguri and they just got it running well.
Exactly.
Sato did well.
He did really well. The first time Super Aguri have been in the third session.
Yes. I mean, he did come at the bottom of the third session.
Yeah, but still.
Very impressive. So what else happened in the third session?
Well, do you know what? Hamilton almost beat Alonso again.
Really?
But then he didn't.
It was close.
It was close. And the commentators really had a field day with that. Like, oh my God, Hamilton is the best ever. Can he really beat the 2-time world champion?
Well, he's British.
Yes, he's British, and it was very impressive, but get over it. I mean, Hamilton himself was like, yeah, it's good, but I've been preparing for it for a while, so I'm cool.
Yes.
And James Allen was all like, oh, it's so great.
Alonso did seem to be struggling through a good part of this qualifying. I mean, generally, even right in the early stages. He was always tweaking with his car, trying new things. He came in for more tyres when nobody else did. But he got it done in the end, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he wasn't ever going to beat Raikkonen, who was astonishing. That man was awesome. And would probably have beaten Massa had Massa got through. But Alonso got there in the end, just in the nick of time.
And Heidfeld, where did he come from? I didn't notice him at all the whole time. And then, woo, there he was in third. Yes.
Well, they were always going to be close. They were good on Friday. And they were good Saturday morning. And they just managed to get it right at the right time.
I'm a bit annoyed because he doesn't look quite so Yeti-like now.
He's had a bit of a shave.
So we need to come up with a new nickname.
Okay, we'll think of something.
Yeah.
So the season is well and truly back then.
Absolutely, I'm really looking forward to the race.
Yeah, we're going to be doing another podcast tomorrow.
Yep.
The second one of the week.
But before that, I'll be live blogging during the race.
Ooh.
I'm staying up late.
Is that a promise?
Yes,
ooh, okay.
I promise.
I'll keep an eye out for that. So anything else we've been doing in the week?
I think we made a video.
Ah, you're on TV.
Yeah. You want to see my ugly mug? Where is it, on YouTube?
It's youtube.com/sidepodcast. Mm,
but there's a link on the homepage, of course.
I don't want to give people the wrong idea, but it's you on the beach.
Yeah, no bikinis there, eh?
I might be overselling it, though. And we've got a promo to play.
We do.
It's a NASCAR promo.
Yeah, NASCAR fan.
Yeah, from Corey at Stock Car Zone.
We'll let him tell you.
Okay. Catch you tomorrow.
Hey race fans, America's number one motorsport is available like never before. It's the Stock Car Zone, the podcast for race fans with me, your crew chief, Corey Costello. Each week I'll take you inside my little mental garage for all things stock car racing. From NASCAR Nextel Cup, Busch Series, Craftsman Trucks, if it's NASCAR, you'll find it in the zone. You can even get involved by calling our pit stop line at 1-866-917-RACE. So check it out, Stock Car Zone, the podcast for race fans, available weekly at StockCarZone.com.